Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story that is called If You Live Here. It was written by Kate Gardner and it's illustrated by Christopher Silas Neal. And it's read today by Monty and
everybody.
And everybody?
Everybody.
Oh my goodness. Are you guys, is everybody here with me?
Yes, everybody.
Wow, I am excited about that. I'm not sure if everybody fits on your bed, but we're going to try. Because we're reading this story in Philip's room, sitting on his bed. Yeah, I hope your bed can take this many people sitting on it. Holy macaroni. Are you ready? Is everyone ready?
There goes my bed.
Yeah, crunch.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. If you live in a tree house, you'll need to be a good listener. Can you imagine why? Well, in the picture we can see that there's a girl who's sitting in her treehouse and she's listening to music. But outside of her little treehouse is a bird singing. And below her treehouse is another treehouse. And there's a boy listening to a tin can. And maybe, I don't know, on the other end of the tin can, I think is a chittering squirrel. And their dad, the boy and the girl's dad, is in the house calling for them. So they're going to have to be good listeners to hear him. If you live on a spaceship, keep curious. For there is wonder all around. Can you imagine living in space and you would look out your window and see stars and, I don't know, maybe aliens floating around? There's green ones in this book. If you live on a train, you'll know that everything changes because you zoom along, right, in your train car. And that makes me think, we read a book about some children who lived in a boxcar, didn't we? Yeah, it is an interesting place to imagine living. If your house was always on the go, that would be something. If you live in a burrow, everyone snuggles. Can you imagine living underground and having rooms that connect through tunnels? That would be interesting. You wouldn't have a window, would you, to look out the window and see the world? If you live in a castle, the view is even better when shared with friends. Imagine if you lived in a castle, you might have a dragon that lives on your castle. Or you might look out your window and see a magician or a wizard. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically Oz. No, not Oz.
Or the Wizard of Oz. If you live in a candy store, you might grow tired of candy. Oh, that's true, because you would have it around you all the time. And I bet you, if you had it around you all the time, you probably wouldn't want it anymore. I did a tour of a factory once that was a candy factory. And when I first walked into the factory, it smelled wonderful. But by the end of the factory tour, I was so tired of that smell, I wanted to get back out into the fresh, clean air. I didn't want to go back into that factory again. Factories are interesting places. If you live in a garden, your patience will be rewarded. Because things change in their seasons, right? And what might look like a dead plant in January will be full of life come June. If you live on a farm, you'll see all kinds of families each day, right? Because every spring there's new babies, new sheep, new cows, new pigs, you name it. If you live in a dollhouse, you will have to become very little indeed. Can you imagine shrinking down and getting little? Kind of like in that one show with the girl with the cat ears. Yeah, to play in your dollhouse, you can't be a normal human size. If you live in a skyscraper, it's good to get along with all your neighbors. Because you're squished in right next to them, aren't you? If you live in a submarine, you must like strange visitors. Because there are deep things in the ocean far down, right? A lot of unknown big things down there. The opposite is true if you live in a lighthouse. Because lighthouses don't often get a lot of visitors if they're out in the ocean, do they? If you live in a nest, you need to be ready to leave when it's time. Because the mommy and daddy birds tell their little ones to go for a flight. Be brave. If you live in a house, may you have many books and nooks in which to read them. And in this picture, we can see the boy and the girl have built a special little place to read their books. And if you live in a book, you'll always have a good story to tell. And may I tell you this? Mm-hmm. You may not think that you live in a book. You live in real life, right? But even though you live in real life, you do have a story to tell. Your story is a special story, and only you can tell your story. And it's very important that one day you do, because there's something wonderful happening in your life, and other people will be blessed and joyful to hear what is going on in your world. So be sure that you have a rich and full life that you can share with other people. You never know who needs to hear it. And that, my dear friends, is... Oh, wait, I guess you're all here with me. So can everybody say the end?
The end.
The end.
The end. The end.
Bruh.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.